After he had finished all his sayings in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. Now a centurion had a servant who was sick and at the point of death, who was high valued by him. When the centurion had heard about Jesus, he sent to him elders of the Jews, asking him to come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they pleaded with him earnestly, saying, "He is worthy to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation, and he is one who builds us our synagogue." And Jesus went with them. When he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends, saying to him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. Therefore, I did not pressure to come you, but say the word and let my servant be healed. For I too am a man set under authority with soldiers under me, and I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does this." When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turning to the crowd that followed him, said, "I tell you, not even in Israel I have found such faith." And when those who had been sent returned to the house, they found the servant well. Soon after, he went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a great crowd went with him. As he drew near to the gate of the town, behold, a man who died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a considerable crowd from the town was with her. And when Jesus saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came up and touched the bier, and the bearer stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say you, arise." And the dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has arisen around among us, and God visited his people." And this report about him spread through the whole of Judea and all the surrounding country.
耶稣对百姓讲完了这一切，就进入了加百农。有一个百夫长让宝贵的仆人生了病，而这个仆人快要死了。百夫长听闻耶稣的事后，就托犹太人的长老去求耶稣来救助他的仆人。人到齐了，大家就求耶稣说：“请你帮帮他吧。”他很可怜，因为他热爱我们的百姓，而且给我们建造会堂。耶稣就和他们同去，离那家不远。百夫长托几个朋友去见耶稣，对他说：“主啊，不要劳您麻烦，因为你到我家，我可不敢当。我也自以为不配去见你，只要你说上一句话。”我的仆人就必然好了，因为我的人现在，我的兵也在现在，就对这个说法说，走吧，他就去了；又对那个人说，来吧，他就来了。对我的仆人说，你这样的话，你就去做吧。耶稣听见了这话，就觉得好奇，转身对其他的随从说。我告诉你们，如果有这样的信心，哪怕就是在以色列中，我也从未遇见。那托人来的人最后到了百夫长家中，看见仆人已经好了。过了几天，也就是第二天，耶稣往一座城池中去拜访，城池的名字叫拿因。他的门徒和极多的人与他一起前往。快到城门口的时候，有一个死人被抬了出来。这个人是他母亲独生儿子，而这个母亲又是寡妇。城中的许多人同着寡妇一起送殡。主人看见那寡妇出来，就怜悯她，对她说：“请不要哭泣。”于是。 就往前接着走，抬着棺材的人也站住了。耶稣说："少年人，我吩咐你坐起来。"那死去的少年人就立马坐起，并且开始说话。耶稣便把他交给他的母亲。众人都觉得惊讶，觉得神的力量无比强大，就说道。有先知在我们中间，我们就什么都不怕，神会眷顾他的百姓。这样的风声最后就传遍了整个犹太和周围地方。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。第二阶段节目名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者的角度做个人总结分析，然后 English Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论。希望这样趣味性互动可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是卢克福音第14讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki。Chinese name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. Our learn sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and problem discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting, also interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with Sister on related issue. Today is the 14th lecture on the Gospel of Luke. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well, firstly, still my today's personal study summary. After teaching in Capernaum, Jesus meets a Roman officer whose beloved servant is dying. The centurion sent Jewish leaders to ask Jesus for help. When Jesus agrees to go, the centurion insists he isn't worthy to host him and believes that Jesus can heal with just one word. Just like the centurion commands his soldiers. Jesus is so amazed by this great faith, and the servant is healed before they even arrive. Soon after, Jesus travels to Nain, where he sees a funeral procession for a widow's only son. Moved by compassion, Jesus tells her not to cry. Touch the coffin and simply says, Young man, arise. The dead boy sits up and talks, and Jesus returns him to his mother. Everyone is filled with awe, praises God, and word of this miracle spreads across this region. Now, let Ingrid's sister make a go further summary.
Hello, everybody. Here we see two miracles which are very serious because they refer to death, which is forever when the life ends.
这里我们看到两个非常严重的奇迹，因为它们指的是生命结束时和所面临永远的死亡。
In the first miracle, we see a Roman centurion, and the Romans were the enemies of the Jewish people, but this centurion not, because he did a lot of good works for the Jewish people.
第一个奇迹当中。我们看到一位罗马的百夫长，罗马人是犹太人的敌人，但这位百夫长却不是，因为他为犹太人做了很多好事。
In his story, we see two examples of intercession. The Jewish asks Jesus for to help, and the centurion asks Jesus for to do something with his servants and says it is not necessary that Jesus comes to his home.
在这个故事当中，我们看到了两个替代祷告的例子， 犹太人向耶稣寻求帮助，百夫长请求耶稣为他的仆人做事，并说耶稣本人并没有必要直接去他家。
So we can intercede for the people around us and giving thanks inform that we are praying for them and present them to Jesus.
因此，我们可以为我们周围的人进行代替祷告，并为他们以祷告的形式表示感谢，最终将他们的祷告呈现给耶稣本人。
And in serious and hopeless situations, we can claim to God and ask for a word of healing or help, and because of our faith, Jesus will do something.
在很绝望和非常严重的情况下，我们也可以向上帝祈求治愈或者帮助，并且由于我们的信仰，耶稣最终会采取行动帮助我们。
In the second miracle, death has already done his bad work, and the only son of a widow died. A lot of people showed mercy with her in being with her at the funeral, but there is nothing to do. Her life would be horrible because she had nobody who cared about her and feed her anymore.
在第二个奇迹故事当中，死亡已经履行了他的厄约，寡妇的独生子也去世了。许多人怜悯他，陪他进行葬礼，但却无能为力。寡妇的生活将会非常糟糕，因为再也没有人关心他，给他食物了。
Don't we all know these funerals when the whole family comes together and talks about the dead person, but the person already has passed by? It is always a very sad situation because we are not prepared for to suffer so such sorrow since our purpose was to live forever.
我们都知道，葬礼上全家人聚集在一起，谈论着逝者，但逝者已逝，这总是令人悲伤的事情，因为我们没有准备好承受这样的悲痛，因为我们的目标是永生。
But in this funeral, Jesus saw the widow and he had mercy with her. So he touched the bier and gave her son and the end her life back. After reading this text with the two miracles, we should be aware that Jesus always hears our intercessions for other people and that he has mercy with the people who are in hard situation and have nothing.
在这场葬礼当中，耶稣看见了寡妇，并最终怜悯了她。于是，耶稣触摸了棺材，将寡妇的儿子又赐还给了她，并让她的儿子最终获得了新生。读完这段包含两个奇迹的经文当中，我们应该意识到，耶稣总是聆听我们为他人的祷告。并且怜悯那些处境很难、一无所有的人。OK, based on above Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related questions. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. Today's the first question for sister. What problem did the centurion face and why did he turn to Jesus? 罗马军官遇到了什么样的问题呢？他为什么向耶稣本人求助呢？
The centurion had his servant at the point to die, and he heard about Jesus and would like to ask him for help.
百夫长，也就是罗马军官，有一个仆人快要死亡了，他听说了耶稣的神迹。就想向他求助。Second issue, sister, how did the centurion show his respect for Jesus even before meeting him in person? 在亲自见到耶稣本人之前，百夫长怎样表现出对耶稣的尊重呢？
He said that he is not worthy that Jesus comes to his home.
他说。他不配耶稣本人来到他家里进行家访。 Next question. What example did the centurion use from his own life to explain how Jesus could heal his servant? 百夫长用自己生活中什么样的例子来说明耶稣如何能够医治他的仆人呢？
He said that he has people who has to obey him, and when he speaks a word, and they do. So it's enough that Jesus speaks a word, and it will be enough.
他说，面临他的百姓，他自己的一言一行，百姓就必须服从，而是确实也如此。所以，耶稣只要远远地说一句话就够了，这样就会治愈他的仆人。Next question. Why was Jesus amazed at the centurion's faith? 为什么耶稣对百夫长的信心感到惊讶呢？
Most of the people in Israel came to him and wanted to touch him or thought they will be healed in the presence of Jesus. Jesus was therefore often very tired.
大部分人来到以色列求见耶稣，想触摸耶稣，并认为只有在耶稣的脚下才能面临最终的医治，因此耶稣常常倍感疲惫。
This centurion had a firm belief that Jesus will do his work even he is far away from his servant.
但是这位百夫长坚信，即使在远方，他的仆人也会最终得救。Next question, sister. How did the servant healing demonstrate Jesus' power and authority? 仆人的痊愈如何显示了耶稣本人的能力和权力呢？
Jesus spoke the word and the servant was healed.
耶稣只说了一句话，仆人就痊愈了。Next question. Therefore, sister, where did Jesus go after Capernaum, and what did he see when he arrived? 耶稣离开加百农之后又去了哪里？他到那里的时候又看见了什么呢？
Jesus went to Nain, a little town in the north of the Lake Gennesaret, 40 kilometers away from Capernaum. It was a little village, and we don't know why Jesus went there.
耶稣去了拿因，这是格尼勒撒湖北边的一个小镇，距离加百农40公里。在那个小村庄，我们并不知道耶稣为什么要去。
Jesus says he is doing the works of the Father, so it may be that the Father told him to go to this village for to help.
耶稣解释说，他正在做他父亲指派的工作。也许当时是他的父亲让他去这个村庄进行帮助。Next question, sister. Who was this widow in Nain, and why was her situation especially sad? 那因镇的寡妇又是谁呢？为什么当时她的处境特别令人感到悲伤�ne?
The widow in Nain lost her only son, and she had nobody who supplied her with food and took care about her.
拿因城的寡妇失去了她唯一的儿子，现在没有人给她提供食物，也没有人照顾她。Next question. What did Jesus say to the widow? And what action did he take next? 耶稣对这位寡妇说了什么呢？接着又采取了怎样的行动呢？
He said to the widow, "Do not weep." After this, he arose the young man from the death. Sometimes it is necessary that we first stop crying in a sad situation and then hear the words of Jesus. The Bible is a good help, and then when we are focused on him, Jesus can do something for us.
他对寡妇说：“请停止哭泣。”说完之后，他把年轻人从死亡中唤醒。有的时候，在悲伤的情况下，我们有必要先止住哭泣，然后聆听耶稣的话语。圣经是一个很好的帮助，然后 当我们专注于耶稣时候，耶稣就能真正的为我们做些什么。Next question. How did the crow react when the young man was arisen from the dead? 当那个少年人从死中复活的时候，众人作何反应呢？
The crowd was amazed and asked themselves if they have got a prophet. Many people today confuse Jesus with a prophet and do not know or accept that he is the Son of God.
众人惊讶不已，纷纷问向别人：“难道他们真的遇到了一位先知吗？”如今，许多人始终误以为耶稣就是先知，而不是上帝之子。The last question for Saturday. Therefore, what two miracles in today's passage show both Jesus' compassion and his divine authority? 在今天的这段经文当中，哪两个神迹同时展现了耶稣的怜悯和他的神圣权力呢？
He sees hopeless situations and has compassion with those who suffer, and when he speaks a word, it will be done.
他眼见绝望的处境，却对受苦的人心生怜悯。他一言既出，必有所成就。
Yeah, and we learn from the story of the centurion that we can bring people which are absolutely not connected to by God, because Jesus came from the Jewish and not for the Romans, that we can intercede and pray for them, and God hears our prayer anyway.
因此，当我们处于苦难当中，我们可以与耶稣交流，他会对我们说些什么内容，并且给我们指正我们当下的局面。我们从百夫长的故事当中可以知道，我们如果带一些与上帝毫无关系的人来，因为耶稣是为犹太人而来，而不是为罗马人而来，我们可以为他们代告。上帝无论时候都会听到我们最终的祷告。今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2025年5月快乐，我们下期再会。